planning the next 3 months. That time has rolled around again when a major client decides to shift direction. In this case, the client has moved to an internal first approach in which all projects are by preference run by internal staff rather than consultants or vendors. Part of a rather neat way of upskilling their permanent people. I have been through this 2 or 3 times before. It is an expected part of the corporate life cycle. The challenge is not the decision itself, but how you handle it. Given the nature of what I do and the skill set I have, I am usually involved in several projects at once, each with its own timeline and statement of work. Even though I have been working on multiple projects over the last couple of years for the same global group, they will not all finish neatly at the same time. About half will wrap up at the end of the financial year, but one will carry on for a couple of months beyond that. This leaves me with only a 50% commitment for the first 2 months of 2026. Normally, this is not a problem. You simply take on additional clients, join my fellow LDC via members on other projects, and carry on as any consultancy would. This time is a little different because I have been on call for this particular client for more than a year. Moving back to a restrictive and rigid time allocation could spoil an excellent existing relationship. So how should I handle it? In this case, skill development has come to the rescue. Like everyone else, I have been upskilling in AI and related technologies, but the deeper I dug into the true nuts and bolts of its implementation, rather than simply jumping on the bandwagon, the more I realized how serious a discipline it really is. AI integration is far more than bolting a chatbot on top of your database. There is an enormous amount of nuance and variance in structure and architecture if you want it to be genuinely useful to a client. Add a few months of relatively fluid time, and the situation more or less screams deep dive learning. Fortunately, there are proper boot camps where you effectively become a developer for a couple of months, work in sprints, and demo at the end of each one. It is an intense way of learning, and the one I have enrolled in and paid for should fill the gaps in the AI knowledge I have identified from my work so far. It also means I will remain on call for the major client through January and February, giving them the level of delivery they want at the price that suits us both. I get the learning in, and the next client benefits from everything I have picked up. What surprises me is how new this mindset seems to be for some colleagues. This is not contractor thinking. This is consultancy thinking. You plan ahead by at least 3 months, build your capabilities, and make sure that for the next engagement you're stronger than the last. And on that note, if you are looking for a technical PM or an integration architect at the end of February, do feel free to knock on my door or speak to LDC via, and we will see how we can help.